makes a married man hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the Wind, fabulous.
Okay. You are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Well, Trey, here we are once again, each and every Thursday, Matt Town. We bring the lovely ladies of the Real Housewives to you because it's just a pleasure to talk about really expensive women who love to tear each other down.
That is so true, girl. We love to talk about it. We love it.
Man, I wish we could live our life through them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind some Erica Jane ponytail, I tell you what.
Oh, I would love the ponytail.
Would you like the ponytail?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't have a ponytail anymore because my damn weave fell out.
All the salons are closed.
I hate the quarantine. I hate the quarantine. So listen, we have an absolute treat, Madtown, to share with you. It is always a pleasure when we come across other fierce women that love to talk about the housewives. And we have that on our show today. Take a listen to this.
This is the Best Neighbors Podcast, your weekly pop culture concierge.
Based in Brooklyn, we pour through the latest movies, TV, internet, apps, music, books, beauty,
to offer up our best recs for your eye holes and ear holes.
Life is short. Listen to your neighbor.
Poor Greg Leakes is like, he looks healthy now. God bless him. So glad. Because, you know, he got over the cancer and I was like nervous when they were doing like alternative treatments and they didn't want to do the chemo. And I was like, oh, it's not good. He looks great. But he's such a like shell of the man he used to be. And I think it's because I had heard, I don't know if this is true, before he got cancer, he had had an affair. And I think a child resulted from
that. Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's exactly what I said when I was listening to these fabulous women. Matt Town. Say hello to Aaron and Margo from Best Neighbors Podcast out of New York. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I first have to add, I was super excited because, Tracy, you first came upon this fabulous podcast.
I love listening to these ladies because they recap, you know, all the housewives, right? And I love it because they say everything that I'm thinking about all of these ladies. And then I heard them talking, saying, hey, they were looking for like a morning show in the morning to listen to again, you know, like a regular one.
Right.
And I just had to message them, like, do you know about 93.1 Jams in Madison?
They're like, no.
They're like, no, we don't. So I'm like, download the app, please.
Download the app. Well, girls, it is so exciting to have you on because you definitely know how to gossip and spill the tea. Not only just with the housewives, you just talk about pop culture altogether. So before we get into talking about the Real Housewives, we kind of want to know, how did this all get started? How did you know each other and how did the podcast begin?
Well, Aaron and I have been next door neighbors, for over 20 years, for real. We literally share a wall. We live in Brooklyn, New York, and we loved, since the moment we met each other, we could talk pop culture. And we're just constantly talking movie references, what are you watching on TV, what music do you like, that kind of thing. And I started producing podcasts a few years ago, and I don't even, this is sort of, our origin story is kind of weird, because Aaron claims I'm the one who had the idea, and I claim she's the one who had the idea.
I love it.
That's how I remember it. Just somehow happened, and we just get together. We've made it a habit now every Sunday, and we record, and then we drop it every Monday morning for you guys, and people seem to enjoy it, and it's been so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So how long have you guys had the podcast together?
I think we're going to enter our fifth year.
Okay.
This September. Yeah. Yeah, pretty close.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I have to imagine.
Yeah,
I don't know if you ladies live by yourself, but I just know I'm a married woman, and when I put on the Housewives, my husband wants to rip out the hair that he does not have.
Yeah, it's a room clearer for certain people. It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, it is.
It is acquired taste.
Yeah.
He's like, Krista, I got to drink a damn Bud Light, okay?
Probably need something stronger.
I need something stronger.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what a great idea, especially with the two girlfriends that living the life and just enjoying. You know what? That's crazy, too, because that is how Tracy and I came to be on the radio. Tracy and I have been friends for a long time. Tracy was in sales. I've been doing the morning show now for a long time. And we just used to go out and enjoy drinking wine and gossiping about these housewives.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, why don't we bring this on the show?
Yeah.
Tracy comes on the show. And now she is the morning show.
Yeah, now I'm on.
Yeah. Wow, that is so cool. Yeah,
I know. Thank you, Housewives.
Yeah, thank you, Housewives. And we went to BravoCon too together. I mean, like, we're diehards.
Yeah,
we are diehards.
So we have to come.
That must have been crazy, BravoCon. Wow.
Oh my God. Yeah. It was. I was super excited. I was allowed to ask Andy Cohen a question. I almost died in my pants.
Krista talked to Andy Cohen and Vicky.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Vicky and Teresa on stage.
Yeah. What did you ask Andy Cohen?
Well, you know, because I wanted to ask the ladies more about, because I'm always about sharing the stigma of mental health, and I really wanted to talk to Kyle about, you know, and Luann about, you know, how they support and how do they get through struggles when it comes to, you know, dealing with, you know, addictions or what they would, you know, put out there. But then, of course, Kyle had to leave right away. I'm like, damn it. So I just, you know, I was looking for inner strength. And the girl before me took my damn question because I wanted to ask about social bullying, but some girl got it already. But all right, ladies, I want us to talk about this because, of course, the Atlanta is always a pleasure, and we all love ourselves some Nene. And I know she starts out the show with her lingerie and her long ass legs.
Her long legs coming down those stairs.
I know. I'm super jealous of her long legs. But take a listen to this. I'm curious what you have to say about a particular part of this segment.
Yeah, me and Greg had a lot of stuff going on. Like, we just came off cancer. Okay, so it really, you know, destroyed our relationship a lot because we literally weren't together for a year. And he was living in one downstairs and I lived upstairs, right? So it really, it's different. It's different. It's almost like getting to know somebody all over again. And, you know, do you want to get to know them all over again?
What do you think of Nene's new song, Honey?
I couldn't hear it really well, but I kind of, I knew it when I heard it in the show.
Yeah.
I was like, that's Nene. That's got to be Nene.
Right.
Because it was almost like they slowed it down, like, y'all hearing that? You get it? You know, it's her. So I was just like, very obvious. But I was like, okay. All right. That tracks. Okay.
That's right. I didn't even know she had a damn song coming out.
I heard, because I saw on Instagram she was taping in a studio.
Yeah.
So I heard she was kind of working on something, but it kind of shocked me when the song came on, too. I was like, is that her?
That's her.
Yeah.
So,
do you remember Tardy for the Party was supposed to be her?
Oh,
do you remember,
that?
Yes. It was her, and she and Kim were in the studio together, and Kim was nervous because I think deep down she knew she couldn't sing, and Nene was going to record it with her, and then kind of, like, back out. And then Cardi for the Party became this big hit for Kim.
Wow, man.
Yeah, it was a big fight between them.
The studio magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a big fight between them because, like, Candy was working on it. And I remember, like Kim said, you were going to be a part of it. And then Kim decided to do it on her own. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
This was the beginning of Atlanta.
And then that led to that tour, and then that big fight on the tour bus. Remember that one?
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh. Kim and her red solo cup and her cigarettes. I mean, come
on
now.
That's right.
Exactly. She's not scary. I would not want to go up against Nene.
No.
Oh, no.
Hell no.
Not at all.
So let's ask you, ladies, that.
I'd be scared.
I would be scared. Erin and Margo, what do you think about Nene? Do you think she's still good for the Real Housewives of Atlanta?
I think she's got. She's one of the funniest.
Go
I
ahead,
think she's got some great. I'm sorry. Yes. I think she's got some great lines. Like, there was a few weeks ago where Cynthia was talking about how she still had an egg ready.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And
funny.
Nene just goes, "Where's the egg?" I mean, she still has it, but she has to be in the mood to bring it. And I kind of see her sometimes not being in that mood.
Exactly.
And which is kind of a bummer. You know what I mean?
Tired.
I like Nene when she's not self-conscious. When she's just dropping those lines and just hanging out. When she's having fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Totally.
Like the original Nene.
I feel like she seems... Yeah, the only thing... Because that was the fun, like, going on the girls' trip, shopping, just, like, you know, it just... The more authentic Nene. I feel like now she's kind of over it, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not really super close with any of the girls on the show. Although she's made up with Cynthia and Portia, it doesn't seem the same. She doesn't seem to have the same... Yes, for life that she used to. Like, she really enjoyed being there.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
You know,
and I'm not seeing it as much anymore. And she can be, I think she's also a little bit of a liability. Like, when we saw last year when the cameras went in her closet,
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
that was crazy.
That got ugly.
That got really sad.
That got ugly.
That was really ugly. And, you know, I love that you spilled that tea in your podcast about the fact that Greg really did have an affair and supposedly had a love child.
Yeah.
I was shocked when I heard that.
I heard that. Oh, that's the other thing about our podcast. What we hear and what we say and what we repeat is all alleged stuff we've heard.
Sure.
We can't really back up anything, so don't come for us.
Right.
That's true, we don't have anything.
Right.
I had heard that in several of the blogs and other sources that was the situation, and that's why she seemed very cold during his whole treatment and seemed very kind of put upon.
Right.
And I just thought it was because she was a narcissist. But apparently there's more to it than that. And that's, you know, what I've heard. And I think, like, with her friendship with Wendy Williams, I think Wendy Williams hinted at that as well, trying to stand up for her. And I don't know. I think it gets dark and it's deep. But I had heard that on several different blogs.
Right. Yeah. And she shut the rumors down that there was no open marriage, you know, in the episode. Because remember, there was a rumor about an open marriage, and she's like, we don't have one, you know.
Oh, yeah. Didn't Nene say that, I asked Greg if he'd like an open marriage, but no man wants to go, wants any other man to play in his woman's garden.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Okay.
Hey, so I want to.
They're not down for it.
Not down for it.
Hey, so I want to ask about Kenya, guys. Mm. So, Aaron, Margo, do you think Kenya's marriage was ever real?
I think it was, because she actually went away for a year. Mm. You know, she stayed with him and that's the girl that loves the camera. Like, I think that was a real thing, but I think it's also a really bad marriage.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's a really nice person. Mm. I think it's two toxic people coming together, and they have made a beautiful, beautiful baby, but my heart breaks for Brooklyn. Mm. Their little girl, because I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't know. That's my thought.
Yeah, I feel like it was real-ish, real adjacent in the fact that she revealed something in the last episode that she was not allowed to contact Mark's parents.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She never met them.
Mm-hmm.
That is so weird. How do you get married and have a child with somebody that you've not met their parents? And, you know, are they estranged? Or what is the backstory there? That seems to be a huge red flag.
Yeah.
Also, that she's doing all the stuff, I'm sure, for our benefit and the camera's benefit, of visiting the estate planner. And she had none of this. She had no prenup. She had no paperwork, no will, nothing ready. And it just seems to me like there were, I mean, red flags as big as billboards. And she just did not want to acknowledge them. And she wanted to be married and she wanted to have a child.
For sure. I mean, I personally think he is leading a double life. I really do.
Yeah.
And it's weird to me that there's something about him, though, for Kenya to lay down with her tail between her legs. You've never seen it ever with anybody.
Right. Yeah.
But this guy.
Right. Nobody's ever been able to do that.
It's crazy how he calls her Ken.
I know. And she just shuts up.
Hey, Ken.
Able to make her shut up. Mario can't make her shut up.
She just shuts up. Ken.
Oh, my gosh.
Here, Ken. Like, that's crazy.
Aaron and Margo.
I love how Nene loves Ken.
Oh, for sure.
I know, right?
Ken and Ken love Ken.
Yeah. Gotta love playing with Ken. So, real quick, when we were at BravoCon and we were leaving, actually, I was sitting down with Tracy, and Tracy saw Kenya at our airport.
I did. And I went up to her.
Mm.
And
what was she like?
She was not nice. She was exactly like she is on the TV. Like, I go, oh my gosh, Krista. Like, I jumped up. I'm like, I think that's Kenya.
Yeah.
So I run over to her and I walk up. She had the baby with her. That baby is so cute.
Oh my gosh.
And I go, excuse me, are you Kenya? And then she was like, it's Kenya. I'm like, okay. Can I get a picture? And she's like, no, I'm with my family.
Yeah.
She's like, no, sweetie. She was not nice.
Well, and then when Tracy came back, I decided to take my phone and I ran my ass over there and I got in line. I acted like I was boarding the Atlanta airplane with her.
She did.
And I took some pictures of her.
She got a good shot.
Of her ass.
Yeah. But you knew who it was.
Girl.
Yeah.
Real hair or wig? Was she sporting the real hair? Was she sporting the wig?
I don't
know. That's a key point with her.
I know, and I love that.
She just did not look good. I'll tell you, she does not look the way she looks on TV. But you know what? Yeah. We never do. I mean, she's on camera. But.
Right, yeah.
All right, ladies, we are running out of time, but I do want to hear what you have to say. Who do you think is the MVP on The Real Housewives of Atlanta? Erin, who do you think it is?
Portia.
Oh. Love it.
Portia's my MVP. Okay. She brings it in a certain, like, I wish she would hold a higher standard for her men.
Yes.
Because I don't think Dennis is great.
Mm.
But I do think that she is funny as hell. She brings, brings good story and just live it in her natural life. I love Miss Diane, and I love her sister.
Yeah.
I love that she wants this family life. She's going to do the best she can, but she does want to make it authentic and real and make sure that Dennis toes the line. But she always, in her confessionals, she always is with the great quip and, she just cracks me up. My heart goes out to her. I really love Portia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. Margo?
I really like Candy. I think she brings a lot to the show. She's so successful, and she has so much FU money and so much of it that the others are super jealous of her, and they're always trying to hustle. She makes other people work a little bit harder in a lot of different ways, and everybody always wants to try to be her friend, and she's always trying new things. I think she takes a lot of risks. She's another one. I think she could pick a better partner for her because I think she's a goddess. I think she brings so much to a relationship.
Mm.
I love the stuff with her and Riley when Riley was little. I thought they were so cute together.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I think she would be really fun and down to earth. She's somebody I would love to have dinner with. I think she'd be fun.
Yeah, she'd be fun.
She'd be really fun.
I have to say I loved what you guys were saying, which I agreed with on your podcast about that scene with her and Todd. He's sitting there like, hey, you know, you're gone all the time or whatever. And you guys say exactly what I'm thinking. It's like, Todd, you're not making any money. Like,
no,
she,
honey.
You wouldn't want her to stop going out. Look where you're living.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we can definitely take one note from Portia, especially from this past episode with Dennis. Now, listen, we are in quarantine. We are not supposed to be having sex because we got to keep ourselves and our fluids to ourselves. But listen, if your man pisses you off, this is all you have to do.
You leave me a cookie?
No.
Leave me a cookie, bro?
No, you don't need no cookies. You don't need no cookies.
You take the cookies
you just
away.
Take the cookies.
I loved when she took the cookies away.
No, you don't get any cookies.
Take the cookies with you.
No cookies for you.
No cookies for you. Well, Erin and Margo, again, thank you so much, ladies, for coming on our show, doing your thing with the Best Neighbors podcast out in Brooklyn. It was just a pleasure having you on.
Thank you for having us on. This was so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. We'll have to do it again, right?
Oh, we do. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Absolutely. Come out to Brooklyn and visit us.
Oh, done.
Okay,
done. Oh, and real quick, where can Matt Town find you on social media so they can join you on your podcast?
Follow us everywhere at Best Neighbors Podcast. You'll find us.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
And I'll put Instagram, Twitter, and our Facebook page.
And I'll put everything up on our Facebook as well.
We got you.
Great. Thanks.
Showing the love, Erin and Margo, Best Neighbors Podcast with Reality Check right here on 93.1 Jams.
So nasty and so rude.